Rich in what? James, lesson 11. Rich in what? Today we are to consider the question, rich in what? In lesson 10, James deals with our tendency to judge and boast, a problem common to us at times. In today's lesson, it would seem that he is only giving instruction to rich people. However, you will find that these verses deal with all of us at some level. First, the notion that wealth brings happiness is false. Many of us believe that money and possessions will make us happy. Unfortunately, this idea is far from the truth. In fact, it is probably more likely that it will bring unhappiness. If you look around you at those who seem to have everything, you will see they're not usually happy. Instead, those who have a lot are preoccupied with keeping what they have and acquiring more. It seems that the more you have, the more you believe you need. Money becomes the driving force in your life. The desire for better clothes, a better car, and even a better home. As a result, you become centered on yourself. James 5:1 says, "Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you." His point is that being rich usually is empty of any real value. But on the other hand, having money enables a person to do a lot of good if they can stay focused on that goal. But sadly, it often changes them and makes them even more self-centered. Money also causes a person to become corrupt and more willing to do little things that compromise their integrity. Therefore, it may not cause a person to commit a crime, but to be less honest in dealing with others. James 5:1 and 2, he says, "Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you, and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days." Rich in what? In your last days, you don't want this kind of treasure. Instead, you want something that will stand the test of time. Life on earth is a short span, and you need wealth stored up for eternity. Jesus tells us the same thing in the following scripture in Matthew 6:19-20. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal." It is human nature to store things that you don't need. We all do it. The problem with being rich is that you can acquire so much more than you can use. Buying more than we need is one of the reasons why rental storage units have become such an excellent investment. People store stuff that they will never see again. Things they don't need. Things they just waste money to acquire. As mentioned in James 5:3, these things will be a witness against you for all eternity. Therefore, what God has given to you to help your neighbor and to promote the gospel is lying useless in storage. There'll be a price to pay for this misuse. Today, our gold and silver is paper money. Paper money is Federal Reserve notes. The longer you keep them, the less they will buy. They do not rust or corrode, but they certainly lose their value as the Fed prints more. Hefty bank accounts or vast estates mean nothing when life ends. No one has ever taken anything with them when they leave this life. James states, you have heaped up treasure in the last days. It is undoubtedly true. When your last days roll around, you will have treasures. But what will be their value? Will you want to stand before God with all you have to show for your life? Jesus certainly makes it clear there's a better plan. His plan avoids the temptation to misuse the poor to grow their wealth. If you read your Bible, as you should, you'll notice that God is concerned about the way we treat the poor, the working person. He says that the wealthy gain on the backs of the poor. People build fortunes on the backs of the poor. We see it all the time. The question is, rich in what, goes through our minds. You may not think that you're guilty of using the poor for personal gain. However, if you look at the history of man, you'll find that the poor person has provided the power for growth in wealth through all time. If we purchase what is made by slave labor, we are also guilty. For example, sometimes we save a dollar or two by buying products without considering where they come from or who made them. In James 5:4, he tells us that God hears the cries of the poor. It says, indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. Our poor in this country would be considered wealthy by most of the world, yet we're taught to always strive for more. The idea of always looking for a better car or a bigger house has become a standard. We live in pleasure and luxury, and we suffer from fattened hearts. A standard of living that meets our physical needs is not enough. We want, and we want. James 5:5-6 says, you have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the just. He does not resist you. James says that you are condemned and murder the innocent, those who do not oppose you. The time will come when God will require an answer for your actions. He loves the poor and does not want them abused. Being rich brings unnecessary problems into our lives. We compound our troubles when we build our wealth on the backs of the poor or laborers. As rich, we will have enjoyed our pleasure here on earth and cannot expect a loving God to reward us for our selfish actions. There are two kinds of treasures that we build in life. One is the kind James talks about, and one is eternal treasures with God in heaven.